Kolyma National Park, a protected nature reserve in southern Bohemia, is at the centre of a row between scientists, environmental activists and the park's new management. The park's new director, former Prime Minister Jan Stráský, is proposing a radical remedy for the park's bark beetle infestation problem, a combination of logging and effective insecticides. Critics are up in arms, saying the proposed strategy would do irreversible harm to the valuable ecosystems and biotopes in the nature reserve and lower the non-intervention areas in the park from the present 33% to 22%, which goes against the general principles of nature reserve protection. Environment activist Wojciech Kotecki says the new management is about to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Mr. Stráský absolutely ignores any advice from scientists, and he even decided to abolish the scientific advisory board of the national park in order to prevent scientists from telling him things that he doesn't want to hear. And he clearly follows advice from logging companies. He even decided he would increase sales of timber from the national park.
What alternatives would you suggest? How do you think that the parks management should go about this problem?
The new director and the Minister of Environment should simply follow the common practice of all European national parks. They should leave substantial parts of the national park to wild nature so that we can see what happens when mountain spruce forests are left to nature and what is the natural development of this sort of ecosystems.
So what are environment activists doing about it at this point? Is anyone actually tabling a different opinion and making themselves heard?
We negotiate with the Minister of Environment and we call on the Minister of Environment to intervene in the situation and to force the director of the National Park to follow the common European practice. And at the same time, we mobilize people to push on the government and call for a real national park in Šumava. Thousands and thousands of people already signed web petition which calls on the Prime Minister and the leaders of the other coalition parties to intervene in the situation and to secure nature conservation both in Šumava National Park and in other public forests in the Czech Republic.
And what is the response of the Environment Ministry and the Prime Minister to this? Are they listening to what you're saying?
We haven't heard any specific reaction yet, but it's probably too soon for that, and we will continue negotiating with the government, and we hope that the Minister of Environment and the leaders of the government will intervene in the situation, because it's not only a question of Tua National Park. You have very, very similar situation in other public forests in the Czech Republic, where logging and timber extraction are getting preference over tourists and landscape management in recent months.
Do you feel that this is a trend that will be hard to stop?
I think that it might actually be defeated relatively easily because it will definitely lead to massive public conflict. People in the Czech Republic love their forests. Thousands and thousands of people go to forests to hike and to pick mushrooms and to walk every weekend. And we believe that massive popular reaction will force the government to a major U-turn and will persuade them to support protection of natural values in our forests and to secure our forests and national parks for tourists rather than for logging industry.
You know, Jan Stráský's views on this matter were fairly well known even before he was appointed to office. Do you feel that he was appointed to office basically with this in mind?
I think that it was to a large extent a mistake of the new Minister of Environment, who simply has not had any experience with Mr. Stráský, and he genuinely believed that he might, as a former politician, be able to negotiate in the issue. Unfortunately, it turned out that Mr. Stráský not only sides on one side in the Šumava dispute, but he is one of the most extreme backers of massive logging in the national park.
Environment activist Wojciech Kotecki on a problem we'll definitely be hearing more about in the coming weeks and months.